Welcome to Ian and Joe's Tip Tours, bringing you to places of special interest and giving you ideas to reflect on. So Joe, why did you bring me here?
Well, just look around you, Ian. Here we are sitting on a grassy bank in the middle of a very idyllic little Cotswold village called Little Barrington. There's actually two villages here, Little Barrington and Great Barrington. They're only 5 minutes apart. And this is the sort of place that you just wouldn't find unless you were particularly looking for it. It's not on the main tourist routes. It's one of those hidden away little gems that you come across by accident. But what a wonderful place it is. There's the old village water pump just beside us here, and a natural spring behind us that comes out of the Cotswold stone and flows down the little valley separating the two halves of the village, which is a haven for wildlife and wonderful plants, butterflies and birds, as you can hear.
But what's going on, Joe? There's no coaches, there's no ice cream vans, there's no thousands of tourists everywhere.
You're absolutely right. And the best thing about the Cotswolds is the best places are actually not on the main tourist routes. Everyone floods here in the summer to see Stow on the Wold, to see Burford, to see Cirencester, and they don't dream of turning off to find little gems like this place. This is a quiet little unspoilt village in the middle of nowhere.
It's just like we've stepped back in time. It could be 100 years, apart from the cars parked around, but it could be 100 years ago.
It could indeed. And there's masses of footpaths around here. You can walk for miles. There's trout streams. It's a gorgeous part of the Cotswolds.
It's lovely, lovely. Mm. So what tip would you like to share with us today?
I'd like to share the tip, follow your own dreams and never be put off from pursuing your goals by others. And you know, the problem is that so many people have dreams in their lives, things they really, really want to achieve. And it could be something like they want to go to university, they want to start their own business, they want to travel to special places, they want to achieve something in their life. And what do? They tell their ideas to their friends, to their family, to their relations. And usually the response they get is something like, God, I wouldn't do that. That sounds too risky. I wouldn't risk doing that. You're better off with the devil you know. You don't want to try something when you're not quite clear enough where you're going. It might be too risky. Why don't you try this instead? And these sort of responses kill dreams. So my tips are very, very clear. It's if you have a dream, if there's something you really want to achieve in your life, then stay focused on it and never, ever be put off from pursuing your goals and your dreams by the views and opinions of other people.
Oh, that's absolutely excellent, Joe. Thanks very much for sharing that tip with us. And if you've got a tip that you'd like to share with us or a place of special interest that you'd like to tell us about, then come along to our website at tiptours.co.uk.